Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to welcome you back again for my Talk Back Tuesday. Today is September 10th, 2019, and today I'm just going to do a little bit of something different. I'm going to talk briefly about some medical malpractice stuff, but before I get started, I just want to thank all of the listening ears who have been taking time out of their busy day, their busy schedule, to even listen to this podcast. I just want you to know that it is greatly appreciated from me and from all of my family members. I want to give a special thanks to a couple of organizations that I'm in that deal with victims of medical malpractice and family members of medical malpractice or medical negligence. I want to give a special thanks to injured patients, warriors, and survivors. It's time to speak up. I want to give a thanks to National Medical Malpractice Advocacy. I want to give a shout out to Souls Lost to Medical Malpractice and Prescription Drugs. And I also want to give a shout out to unethical, medical, and unprofessionals. Those are the groups that I belong to. And they've been very helpful with providing me with information and asking me questions and reaching out to me. And I feel like this podcast definitely has a meaning. When I started, I wasn't sure if anybody would be listening. I wasn't sure if I would touch anybody's heart or soul. But so far, I have gotten so many questions from different people in all kinds of different situations, some very similar to mine and some that are not. Again, I want to stress the fact that I or anybody in my family who's speaking out, we are not attorneys. We're not lawyers. We are just victims of medical malpractice. And my situation, I would think one of the worst case of medical malpractice, but everybody thinks that theirs is one of the worst case, and they're all worst case scenarios because things happen to you that are unexpected, and you just feel like you just can't get any justice, you can't get anybody to listen. But as long as we're listening to each other, and if anybody want to come on the show, I'm willing to take guests. If you want to come and share your story or share your concerns or your questions, you are always, always welcome. A lot of people just hit me up on social media and I haven't really compiled any questions and answers, but maybe this weekend I'll be able to sit down and look through some of my social media and see what kind of questions people were asking me, and hopefully they can help other people. Another person that I have to give a big shout out to is my niece, Denisha. Denisha, if you're listening, which I think you probably will be as soon as this is published, I want to thank you for not only listening, but for helping to come up with a name, because we didn't have a name at first, and the name is Medical Moments 917. And for those of you who do not know me or who do not know my family story, 917 is just the date of the incident that happened. So Medical Moments 917 is the name that we're probably going to use and stick with. And that'll make it easy for people, because people are always asking for the name of the podcast, because there's so many different places that you can go and listen to this podcast. So again, I just want to thank everybody who wants to be on the show, who have sent me any kind of emails, who have given me any advice, any information relating to this podcast. All of that information is so appreciated. All right, so for today, what I was going to do, I said I was just going to keep it very brief. I do want to talk about medical tribunals, which are something that are unique to Massachusetts. But if you have that also in your state, then we can talk back and forth. But I'm not going to do it tonight. I think I'm going to save that for next week because it's a little bit more intense than I thought. So what I'll talk about is, how about finding an attorney, right? People are reaching out to me because they've had recent incidents at different hospitals or clinics or wherever they were, and they had a medical procedure and it didn't go as planned. It didn't go as they thought. They had a bad outcome. What is the first step After documenting everything, my first thing is, of course, sit down as fast as you can. Like I said in another podcast, if you're still conscious and you're able, write down everything that happened, everything that was said that you can remember, times, date, who said it, if anybody else was around, because now I'm finding out that you need numbers. So, of course, you can say that you heard it or you saw it, but if you have somebody else who can vouch for it, it's even better. It's going to look better for you when you do contact an attorney. The more people that you can have that saw or heard what happened to you or documented anything, the better it is for you, the easier it is for you. So we want to be able to go on the internet and type in medical malpractice attorneys, right, for whatever city and state that you're in. The thing is, you may have to go through a couple of them before you get anybody to say they will take your case. Medical malpractice case, like I said last time, those cases are long. They're very expensive, and they require a lot of work. And attorneys know that, and they can talk to you and get a couple of your medical records and start looking through, and they could tell right away if it's a case they think that they can win or if it's going to lose, and they won't even bother taking it because most of them do work on a contingency basis. So first thing first, find the attorneys, right? Go through a couple attorneys, because like I said, some of them are not going to even want to touch your case. And maybe you have two or three that are willing. And if you do, make sure you interview with them. You get to meet them if you can, if they're in the same state face to face, because that's very important, because you are going to develop a relationship. This person is going to become a part of your family because these medical malpractice cases are so long. So make sure you choose an attorney that you feel you can trust, right? That you like, that has a track record that's reasonable in your mind, whatever that may be. Some people might say, I want an attorney who's won 40% of their cases or 60% of their cases or 50% of their cases, whatever you deem in your head is a responsible number. You want to make sure you ask the attorney those kind of questions. How many cases have you tried? How many cases have you settled? How many cases have you won? How many cases have you lost? What kind of cases have you taken? And see if they've taken cases that are similar to yours so that you can feel that you have a good chance of winning. You also want to see what the contingency fee is, right? Because some attorneys might charge you 40%. Some might charge you 33%. Some might charge you 42%. So you want to, if you do have more than one attorney that's interested in taking your case, you want to, of course, find the one who has the lowest contingency fee, right? Because you want to get the most money that you can. You also want to make sure they have a good angle that will be a winning angle for you, right? Which you hope win. I should say that. Which you hope will be a winning angle. Angle, in my opinion, basically is, why does this attorney think that this will be a good case? What are the things that they saw that were done wrong on the doctor's or the nurse or the dentist part? What are their key bullet points that they're going to go after the defense for? Because you want to make sure that it's a strong enough case and that you feel very, very comfortable with that angle, and you feel very, very comfortable with that attorney. Medical malpractice attorneys are very skilled at what they do, and they know what they're looking for when they go and they pull those medical records, okay? So some people are going to be disappointed because you're going to go in, you're going to have a procedure, and things are not going to go right, and you're going to say, I am going to sue you. I am going to look for an attorney and sue you. But it's not as easy as you think. It's so much more complex. So when an attorney is looking through your records and they tell you that they cannot take your case or they don't think your case is going to win, do not beg them to take your case. Please move on to an attorney that is confident, that is sure that they can take your case and they can either try to get you a settlement or try to win the case. And I'm going to say try, because you can have all your eggs in a basket. It does not mean that you are going to win your case, okay? But you at least want an attorney that you think has all the tools and materials to win your case. Like I said, you want to make sure that it's somebody that you get along with, somebody that you're compatible with, somebody that you have things in common with, because you're going to be spending a lot of time with this person, reviewing a lot of documents with this person, and preparing you, your mind, body, and soul, because it is a process going through any kind of medical malpractice. It's a lot of things that you don't think about. And I will get into those a little bit later, another podcast, not tonight, because I'm just really trying to keep tonight really, really light. But I want you guys to subscribe so that you will know when a new podcast is done, because I usually do them around this time on Tuesdays. This is my comfort time after 7, you know, getting ready to start thinking about what I'm gonna wear to work tomorrow and all of those things. But like I said, I welcome any questions. I welcome any advice. I welcome anybody who like to do a short interview and maybe come on and tell your story, because we do care. We are listening. You may not be able to get an HBO special, a Showtime special, a CBS 60 Minutes special. But hey, you can come and talk on my podcast and I will publish it. And I hope that we get people that will listen and that will tune in and that will support. This podcast is for positivity. We don't need any negative energy. We don't need anybody coming on with a lot of negative things. We're trying to stay upbeat and we're trying to stay light. We're trying to stay focused and we're just trying to encourage each other, because most of us that are in these support groups have had things that have happened to us and there's been no repercussions against any of the medical professionals to date. Right? Maybe things might happen later. Maybe you're pending a case right now. Maybe you're getting ready to do settlement soon. But at this time, you don't have those things. So we're just here to support one another. And for people who've never been through anything and that are listening, I really appreciate you too, because you never know when something is going to happen to you or a loved one. You're always, I'm going to say, a cut away, right? Because you could go in for any kind of minor procedure and something can happen that very devastating to you or your body or to your mom or your dad or your grandparents, right? Or even your child. I hate to think of that, but it could happen to your kid. So I really appreciate you tuning in and just listening to me and hopefully my guests. I will say I do have a couple people lined up. I'm not going to say who, because they may not want me to be giving that information, but eventually I will start bringing on some guests. But with that being said, I am going to end my podcast. I'm coming close up on my little 15 minutes. I know before I said I was going to try to keep them 10 minutes or less, but that's almost impossible. But I think 15 minutes is doable, and I hope everybody have a very safe night. I want to thank you again for listening. I am open and willing and waiting for questions, so please download the Anchor app so that we can talk back face to face. And I hope that you got something out of this podcast tonight, and I hope that you learned a couple of other groups that have people that have had medical mistakes or medical negligence, so that if you have and you want to join any of those groups, they're all on Facebook. So hopefully you can join and you can be here to comfort. We're here to cry on each other's shoulders if we have to, because we are all in the same boat and we need to talk about this. And hopefully we can do enough talking that we can get somebody that has 10,000 followers to follow us, and we can get it out in the open, and we can make a news story. We can be on Showtime. We can be on HBO, and we can be telling our stories, because people need to know. They need to know. All right. Again, I'd like to say thanks and good evening. Good night.